Sagt der Mishnah weiter, Masechta Baba Basra, Perik Tes, Mishnah Dalet. Huachin Hashutafin. We have brothers that are also partners. In other words, they didn't divide their father's property yet, so right now they're partners. Shenofal Echad Mehen Leumanus. Basically, it means one of them was drafted. Literally, and it falls to one of them. We know that a uman means work. An artisan is called an uman. To perform his work for the king. What happened was the king would choose a member of one of the families in a certain area. And he would say, you are in charge of collecting taxes. Sometimes for 1 month, sometimes for 2 months, says the Batanura. And the person who did this made a lot of money on it. Where does the prophet go? Zakta Mishnah Nafali Emtsa. Prophet goes to all the brothers equally. Why? The way it works was the king would select a member from a family. So the king would say, oh, let me take someone from that family. So it's like the family. It's the family that the father set up that created this job. Now, Enochanami says the Batanura, we know for a fact that the king didn't pick this person to be in charge of collecting taxes because of he took a member of the family. Rather, the king said, ooh, he's a smart person, a sharp person. He'll do a good job. If we know that, he's the only one that gets the profit. Zakta Mishnah Vayta Cholav and Esrape, one of the brothers became sick. Now, it's his fault that he became sick. He went outside without a coat. He wandered around in the heat and the sun. Didn't take care of himself. So Cholav, he became sick. When Esrape, he was healed. Nesrape Mishal Atzma, he has to pay for the doctor bills. But if he became sick, and it wasn't his fault that he became sick, then he can take the doctor bills or the medicine or whatever is necessary from the estate, from the general fund, before it was divided. Zakta Mishnah Vayter. Ho'achin brothers, she'asu miktsas, and some of them acted as shushvinus, b'chaye yo'av, when the father was alive. Shushvinus is like a helper to the chasin. He takes a suda and presents, brings it to the chuppah, he eats along with him. And then when it's his turn to get married, the previous chasin pays back the favor. So now, when the father was alive, he told his son, go take the suda, take the presents over to that chasin. So again, the father sent one of his sons with gifts, a suda, eat together with the chasin, and now that chasin owes it back. But in the middle, the father passed away, and one of the sons is getting married, so that man wants to pay back. The shaila is, who does he pay back to? To the son that's getting married, or does it go to the general estate, and all the brothers share it? And the answer is, chazra shushvinus, when the shushvinus comes back, chazra li emtsa. It goes to the general estate, not just to the brother that came to the chuppah the first time. The reason, explains the Batanura, is that this is a halacha deketain. If I come to your chuppah with a suud and I do all the things that a shushvinus does, I can demand in bezin that you do it for me. So it's like something that's owed. Now we're assuming that the two weddings are the same. That when I brought it to you and I want you to come to my wedding, it's the same type of a wedding. Either the girl was never married before, either she's a widow that's remarrying. If it was a very public wedding, then this is also a public wedding. If it was a private wedding, this is also a private wedding. Because the first chasen can always say, listen, I'll do to you what you did for me, but you have a different kind of a wedding. But if they have the same kind of a wedding, he has to come back and do it. Well, in this case, when the gifts come back, when one of the brothers gets married after the father passes away, chazra shushvinus, when this comes back, chazra li emtsa, it goes to everybody. One of the brothers is going to say, but father sent me with the suda. Yeah, but father paid for it. And it's something that's owed to father. Shehashushvinus nigves bebezin. You collect it in bezdin. It's like a loan. So if someone owed the father money, and now he's paying back the money, it goes to the general estate, and that's divided amongst the other brothers. It's not a gift to the brother who's getting married now. It's a chayiv that's owed to the father. Avul Bat concludes the Mishnah. Stam Ashalech Lechaveri, someone sends to his friend, Kadayayin, chugs of wine. There's no chuppah here. Or even with a chuppah, but he doesn't go to eat with him. He's not officially in the role of his shushvinus. Stam sends a gift. So again, Avul Bat Ashalech Lechaveri, if someone sends to his friend, Kadayayin, jugs of wine with Kadeh Shemen or jugs of oil, ain't Nigvin Bebezin. He can't say, well, I gave it to you, then you have to send it to me. No, you gave him a gift. Who says he has to give it to you? Mivnei Shein Gemilas Chasadim. It was an act of kindness. Very nice. You gave him a gift. Who says he has to return it? So if the father sends such a gift, and later one of the sons is getting married, and that person sends back a gift after the father passed away, it only goes to that son. That's not something that was owed to the father. Okay, quickly chazering over what we learned in our Mishnah. We have brothers who are shutafim, who are partners, meaning to say that the estate was not divided yet. One of them was taken by the king to be in charge of the taxes. You make a lot of money when you do that. But the king would pick a member from a family. So it was like the father set up the family. So really, this is considered something that's in the schus of the father. And therefore, the profit that this brother makes is shared amongst the other brothers. One of the brothers got sick, but it was his own fault. He went out without a coat or went out in the heat, didn't take care of himself. Doctor bills have to come out of his chelak. But if he became sick and it was not his fault, al pi derech hateva, then he gets healed from the estate. Then we learned about shushvinus, and that means it was like an official thing. You came to a chas and you brought a meal, you brought gifts. You could demand in Bezin that he does the same for you. If the father sent one of the brothers to do it for someone else, now the father passes away and one of the brothers is getting married, and that man brings back the gift, that gift goes to everybody because the money was owed to the father. But Stamazev, the father sent just some jugs of wine or oil, stam as a gift, or even to a chuppah, but he didn't go along and eat with him. He wasn't officially a shushvinus, so the man doesn't owe it to him to pay it back. You can't go to Bezin and say, you must pay it back to me. Even if he's a nice person and he's sending back wine, one of the brothers gets married, that wasn't a chayv to the father, and therefore that just goes to the brother that's getting married.